WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The classical composer Muzio Clementi is called the father of the pianoforte. He not only wrote for the piano and played the piano, he also built and sold pianos. The Italian pianist Maria Tipo has a new recording of Clementi sonatas, and classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review.
Among the great composers for the keyboard between Bach and Chopin, one of the least familiar is Muzio Clementi. He's probably better known for his series of 100 piano exercises, Gradus ad Parnassum, Steps to Parnassus, than for his 100 piano sonatas. Yet these sonatas really consolidated the form as we know it. Clementi's life and music span both the classical and romantic periods, and most of Europe. He was born in Rome 4 years before Mozart. As a teenage prodigy, he was taken to England by an English patron. He made a fortune as a virtuoso, then made, lost, and remade other fortunes publishing music and manufacturing pianos. He knew both Haydn and Beethoven, who thought highly of him, and he was obviously influenced by Scarlatti, his most immediate major predecessor. He died at 80 when Chopin was 22. In various ways, his music resembles all the composers he overlapped. Yet finally, his combination of elegance and gravity is distinctively his own. This passage from his Opus 13, No. 6 in F minor actually uses a phrase from a Scarlatti sonata in the same key. When he was 28, Clementi engaged in a famous competition with Mozart in Vienna, arranged by Emperor Joseph II. The 24-year-old Mozart was impressed with Clementi's technique, but contemptuous of what he regarded as empty brilliance. Though later, in his overture to the Magic Flute, Mozart used a theme from one of the sonatas that Clementi played on that occasion. Clementi, meanwhile, praised the singing style of Mozart's playing, to which he credited a radical change in his own style. His melodic pathos can be heard in the four sonatas on this new disc, three of which are in a minor key. Clementi couldn't have a more sympathetic advocate than Maria Tipo, who is especially admired for her Bach, Scarlatti, and Mozart. Her feathery, multicolored, perfumed touch brings a certain sensuousness to music that in other hands can sound a little dry. Tipo has an almost vocal freedom, an operatic, very Italian style of playing. Clementi told one of his pupils that he learned a great deal from listening to famous singers. Tipo's fingers really sing, like Mozart's, and as Clementi's own fingers evidently learned to do.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed Maria Tipo playing Clementi piano sonatas on EMI Classics.